USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We have no intention of putting American forces or NATO forces in Ukraine. But as I said, there are going to be serious economic consequences if he moves.
President Biden talking to reporters on a shopping trip regarding Ukraine. Roughly 8,500 U.S. troops are on standby for possible deployment to Eastern Europe and the Baltic region. They would join troops from other NATO allies. Hospitals continue to struggle against the COVID Omicron surge that's prompting moves from the Biden administration. HHS is releasing an additional $2 billion from the Provider Relief Fund for hospitals and other medical service providers. $9 billion was released from the fund last month. This is USA Radio News.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
A Navy fighter jet crashes during a carrier landing in the South China Sea.
An in-flight mishap took place aboard a U.S. aircraft carrier in the South China Sea. The pilot of a F-35 jet ejected as his jet crashed onto the deck of the USS Carl Vinson aircraft carrier Monday. The incident injured seven on board, including the pilot. As for the F-35, the status of the recovery is in progress. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Northeast is bracing for the possibility of an intense winter storm. The National Weather Service warns New York and Boston, Providence and Portland, Maine, and other areas could see blizzard-like conditions late Friday into early Saturday. The Big Apple could get a foot or more of snow. Residents are being warned that coastal flooding also could take place, with winds driving ocean water and waves into the shore. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A new study is offering insight into long COVID. The CDC saying that's when people deal with new or ongoing symptoms for weeks or months after being initially infected. A study published by Nature Communications suggests a blood test one day may help doctors determine if someone is at risk to develop the condition. The research found that soon after a person who develops a long COVID is infected with the coronavirus, their blood has lower levels of certain antibodies. Health experts outside the study say developing a test to determine long COVID risk is important and would allow resources to be allocated to those who need them most. The Biden administration argued before a federal appeals court in Chicago that teachers must use the preferred pronouns of school children. John Kluge, a teacher at Brownsburg High School in Indiana, was confronted by his school district after he declined to use the preferred pronouns of an LGBTQ student instead of opting to simply refer to them by their last names in order to avoid conflict over the issue. When the district refused him religious accommodations, he resigned. More news can always be found by going to usaradio.com or checking us out as well on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.